Joining me live in studio today is Tim Hale, director of the Star Valley Arts Council and one of the board members on the council, Val Bagley, also in studio today. Tim, Val, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. How are you?
Hanging in there. Well, appreciate you both coming in. Tim, we'll start with you. And, of course, the big event coming up is the pumpkin walk, and you brought the Halloween mastermind with you.
Oh, yeah.
To give us all the important details. But, as a council, tell us how this idea came around and why you're so excited about it.
Well, we don't have anybody, I would argue, in Star Valley as enthusiastic about Halloween as Val Bagley. So we're really excited to be kicking this off. He came to us as a board member with the idea, and we said, sure, let's give it a try, you know? And the response from our promotion and that sort of thing so far has been overwhelmingly positive. So a lot of people in the Valley that are saying, yeah, we really want to come and do this, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, Val, I drive by your house every day, and my kids love the Halloween decor that you've got out there. So I know that this pumpkin walk kind of originated as a little Fairview community event last year and growing into something bigger. Tell us about it.
Right. Well, last year I wanted to just do a trial run because not having ever done it before and knowing that Star Valley weather is just so predictable. actually, that night it snowed bad. And we still had 200 people show up. And so for a community of 300 and get 200 to this event, my goal was to do that as a trial run and then do it here in Afton this year. And so we're getting to do it. And I'm hoping, even if the weather is bad, first of all, bad's all relative, but people can dress for it. Or if it's really, really bad, we have one of the fairground exhibit halls reserved. But I'm hoping we don't do that because, for multiple reasons, it's just an outdoor event.
Yep,
absolutely. So how does it all work for those that have never attended a pumpkin walk here?
Well, what happens is you bring your pre-carved pumpkins, which would be a jack-o'-lantern, at 5 o'clock over there at the... Is that the visitor center? Is that what you call it, the visitor center right there at the fairgrounds? Is that what that building
we're
is?
We're calling it kind of the old information center area. But yeah, just to the east of the fairgrounds.
Right. And so you bring those at 5 o'clock, and we have strings of Christmas lights that we will light them because this begins at 6:30 when it's dark or dusky. And everyone just comes and walks around and looks at them. And then also we're going to have an area on the north end of the parking lot where – we're going to have people who ever wants to, they have to pre-sign up, but we'll have a 10-foot area that they get to decorate in some Halloween fashion. And I've already had several people say, oh, I want to get one of those. So if you're interested, we'll give them some information at the end to contact, but to just decorate and a Halloween thing. So there's pumpkins to look at, and there's going to be Halloween displays, and there'll also be refreshments that we'll be selling as a Arts Council fundraiser.
Very cool.
The pumpkins really are key. You know, I mean, the more pumpkins we have pre-carved that show up, the cooler this will be. I mean, picture walking into this area. There's bales of hay, right, and corn stalks all set up, and then you walk into this kind of, you know, cool sort of eerie lighting from all these pumpkins that have been brought by the community. So that's really a crucial piece.
Oh, and also we're going to have this amazing music, sound effects, background music.
That's right.
You know this guy, Duke Dance. I think he's going to hook us up with our background music.
That's right.
I guess I am now. Yeah.
By the way, hey Duke, what are you doing on the 30th?
I know, right?
You might be doing a football game that night.
But I went to the trial one last year, and it was a lot of fun. But the key, like Tim said, the key is the pumpkins. And so people need to bring these jack-o'-lanterns, and you don't have to people just show up with them, right? And
yeah,
it's not like you have to tell anybody in advance. You just come with them and set them up.
Yes. And not only that, there's different levels. Let's say your little 4-year-old is his first jack-o'-lantern they're carving. That's fine. Or if it's one of these ones that took you several days to carve and it's a gorgeous work of art, we're going to have separated areas where the more elaborate ones are displayed, and then the ones that are for the less enthusiastic.
Me and the 4-year-olds,
yes, yeah. That's right. So it's going to be something for everybody.
Again, speaking with Val Bagley and Tim Hill with the Star Valley Arts Council. So this is on Friday the 30th, correct? The day before Halloween?
Yes.
And begins at 6:30. What time do people bring pumpkins?
Yeah, start bringing your pumpkins by 5 o'clock. So we have time to drill the holes, get the lighting put through, because we want to pretty well be ready to go by 6:30 as people start to show up.
Very cool. Again, that's happening on the 30th of October, the day before Halloween at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. Anything else you'd like people to know about this pumpkin walk up and coming?
Feel free to come dressed, you know, in your
costume.
Warm,
yeah, you wear dress your costumes.
Warm. Yeah, wear your costumes. It's going to be a great time.
It is, and my hope is that it's so well received we continue to build on this. That this is just the trial run for this year, and then next year it's even bigger because it has so much potential. I'll just say, I lived in Syracuse in Utah before I moved here, and they had 20,000 people come to theirs. It was a multiple night thing and a whole different scenario. But if we had several hundreds of people from Star Valley coming, that will be a success.
Yep.
I like the decoration idea where people can get their own space. So how do people reserve that spot?
Yeah. So just contact us at the Arts Council. So you can call me personally, 307-201-9514. Or just visit us at starvalleyarts.org and contact us that way. Or starvalleyarts@gmail.com. Any of those will work.
All right. Star Valley Arts Council, the Pumpkin Walk, up and coming on the 30th. I notice you have some other holiday events on the lineup, Tim.
Yeah, we've just gotten the word out on a really exciting one. So we're going to be teaming up with Shantae Clark to put on the Heart of Christmas. So this will be a three-day event, December 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Our plan is to have it at the high school auditorium. And really just a wonderful show, a 16-person choir. They'll be dancing, singing, wonderful displays, kind of a Christmas past, present, future sort of theme, beautiful music, and it's just really going to be a fantastic night. We're postponing the Stars in the Valley Christmas concert. We'll plan to do that again next year. And we're toying with the idea of doing that in the spring as well, kind of a spring Stars in the Valley also. So a lot of fun stuff coming up.
Very cool. And you can find the full schedule at starvalleyarts.org.
Starvalleyarts.org, or visit us on Facebook. You'll see all the events listed there.
Tim Hale, Val Bagley joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Anything I missed?
I think that's it.
All right. We got it. See you on the 30th. I will bring the speakers, Val. I think we're covered. So.
Great. You're not just going to sing for us then.
No. Okay. No. We want
Ooh,
it to be a success.
Scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have no idea. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning. It's on the SVI Radio Network.